Today's daf in Masechet Bechorot is daf Nun Beit, and this is part of our On the Road series, unfortunately, so I can't say Mibin Chomot Yerushalayim, but let's take a look at the Halakha Mishnah, daf Nun Aleph, Amud Beit. Okay, so until now we've been talking about the various dinim of Bechor LeKohen, and the Pidyon Bechor, the monetary elements of Bechor. Let's move on to the dinim of Bechor to the male. In other words, the Reishit Ono, the dinim of Bechor for Achala. We've already seen the relationship to Bechor specifically in terms of a male. A female does not have a din of Nachla to her Bechor, not in the Bechor that she had to a particular man, and not in the Bechor which is hers in terms of Petarech. So there's no din of Nichse Ha'em at all. Nichse Ha'em would be the chosin that she brought in with her into the marriage, where the husband has a certain right to use, but that lamais are meant to be inherited by her children after her death. Furthermore, the value of the pishnayim is defined by the value of the property at the time of death without any improvement. If the estate improves it, and we'll see what the din is in terms of improvement in value, in terms of market change, to be spoken about. But if the estate improves, the improvement is not given to the Bechor to take Pishnayim. He takes like any other brother, but not Pishnayim in improvements. Furthermore, v'lo barot wikim b'muchzak, any nechassim that were going to come into the estate, but were not actually owned in the reshut of the father, let's say there was an inheritance that was due the father, but he didn't get it yet while he was alive, and he died. And then the estate collected that inheritance, so that's called ro'ui, but it isn't muhzak yet by the father. So even though, of course, the estate splits that, but it doesn't split it to give two additional pishnayim to the bechor. V'lo ha'isha b'chtuvata. Now this lo ha'isha b'chtuvata means, actually, that a woman who is going to collect after her husband dies, collects for her ketuvah, she too does not have a right to collect from the chasim that were not in his rishus at the time of his death. V'lo habanot b'mizonotehen. At every marriage, part of the tana'e ha'ketuvah is that any daughters that she has from another marriage, the particular amount of time that he has to care for those daughters, he dies within that amount of time, they cannot collect their mizonot from the shevach of the nechasim after his death, only what everything was worth at the time of his death. V'lo hayavam, and even someone who was meyabim eshet ach, where the din over there is that he's yorish all of the nechasim of his brother, so that he takes the place, so to speak, of the deceased brother. The din is that, and of course there may be other brothers, he is the one that was noitel. And then afterwards, he's not noitel with something that was only mulchik. Let's say the father of all of these brothers dies. He doesn't get the chelik of the father afterwards. The mroish of a mulchik or in shevach of the nechassim. He only takes what was actually in the rishus at the time of the death of the brother. The chulam einot lim b'shevach v'lo b'ra'uikim b'mulchzak. This sounds extremely repetitious. And the Gemara is going to say, what the heck is this supposed to? It's what you just said. All of the above, furthermore, there's no furthermore, do not take additional values that accrued after death, and they do not have rights to nechassim that only became the rishus of the estate of the niftar after his own petira. There is a machloket, what is meant by ro'ui k'b'mulchzak when it comes to the yavam. So on the one hand, some learn that it's as if the brother is, when it says Yakum Hashem Achiv Amit, it's as if he actually is the brother. So that anything that the brother could collect with a power of attorney, so it's as if he's holding the power of the attorney of the brother. And according to that, the Yerusha that comes from the father is entirely his. So he becomes now the actual brother. We'll see how that fits in with the idea of Roy Kibamuchzik. Okay, so we said in the Mishnah, in the note, the Bechor is not a Pishnayim, but only from an Av, not from an A. My time, how do we know that there's no din of Bechorah for Pishnayim from a mother? Or Makra, Kihu Rashit Ono, Lo Mishpata Bechorah. So since the entire relationship to Bechor is specifically a seminal relationship, which is Ono, so therefore it's clearly, as we see throughout the Messiah, Masechta a function of the masculine, not of the feminine. So therefore, it's telling us that Mishpat HaBechora is only le'ish, but ein Mishpat HaBechora le'isha. Furthermore, eino notel b'shevach, techtiv kol asher yimatzelo. Yimatzelo means only those things that existed at the time they were actually found in his rishos. V'lo b'ro'iki b'muchzak, techtiv b'chol asher yimatzelo, and not those things that we're going to find afterwards. V'lo ha'isha b'chtuvata cannot get any of these things. Any, is that true? I thought Amar Shmuel that any balchov can be gov v'shevach. So if, let's say, lekuchot, they buy a field from somebody, and then somebody comes along with a pre-existing lien on that field, and now the people that bought the field have improved the field, now it's worth more, he can take also the shevach from the lekuchot. And then they have to bother to get it back off of whoever it is that they bought it from. In other words, they don't start carving up property or saying, well, you know, pay me back for what I invested. If you have a lien, that's obviously has to be the equivalent of the full value. But then it's their problem. So why can't a woman be gova her ketuva also from the what it is, whatever the yitomim or mashbiach? Why should she be less? Omar Rabbi Abba, because in general there are kule ketuva shonukan. We know that even though the ketuva in certain ways is there to ensure the commitment to the woman, but, and because of that, there's a lot of tnaim that are very difficult, but by the same token, there needed to be a balance, because very much like we find today, that certain things that women need, that otherwise they're not going to be willing to give themselves over to all of the risks of marriage and abuse and so on. But on the other hand, it gets to a point where men are just uninterested in all of this hassle, that the legal issues become so overwhelming, they say, I don't need it, I'll shack up with somebody, whatever. And I have to get involved in this. So because of that, there's always this balance. We see throughout Masechet Ketuvot, there were certain things that Chazal mitaken in order that women should find chen in the eyes of men. And one of them is that it shouldn't be overwhelmingly difficult to worry about the implications of the collection of a ketuvah. You're okay. V'lo ha'banot b'mizonotehen. Furthermore, the banot cannot collect it either. My time, why can't they collect from shevach? I mean, they're also ba'alei chovah. That's because all tnaei ha'ketuvah, of which mizonot ha'banot, from another husband, are part of, all the banot, all the dinim of a tnaei ha'ketuvah has exactly the same as the ketuvah. We don't make differences in clause A or 16C. V'lo ha'yavam, my time, why wouldn't a yavam take b'shevach b'ra'ui? I mean, he's called also the brother, right? No, he's not. He's called Vayah Bechor Asher Teled, which Chazal understood that is a reference to him, to the Yavam, even though it's not the Pashas of the Pasuk. So therefore, since Bechor Kaya Rachmana, since the Torah refers to him as a Bechor, it does this in order to give him the dinim of the Bechor. So since we learn, because all the dinim, we learn, let's say, v'hoya b'chor shetelet, we learn out, let's say, that there's a mitzvah on the godol shebabayit, who's like a b'chor, he should be the one that should be b'yame. So clearly, it's not referring to the child, which is the b'chor of him. It means the one who will give birth on the name of his brother, he's the one that is aimed b'makom, the brother. Okay. So, by the way, I mean, Mefarshi Amikra say that grammatically that's not the simple meaning. Simple meaning the pasuk seems to be giving a new din to the bechor that has to be called in the name of the brother, which is not true la'halacha. So the Ramban speaks out that all of this was b'derech kabbalah. It's a drasha that we're masbich in the pasuk. We know that's the name. Am Rabaye lo shanu. When do we say that a yavam isn't neitel his brother's chelek from property that was shevach? Only shevach sheshavchu nechasim bein mital yibum. It's only those things that were invested in by the estate between the time of the death of the brother and the time that he was miyabim the brother. Because of that, since all of the brothers are basically eimed in the situation of being miyabim, so there's no reason why he should get it before he acts on it. But anything that is nishtabeach afterwards, once he does the yibum, so then, whatever the estate is invested in, invests in his chelek and the chelek that he has in the brother. So over there, of course, he's zocha. So there, shakil, that he takes. Why? Because the point is, v'haya b'chor asher teled yakum al shem achiv hamet. That means that the yavam becomes himself. Again, just like the b'chor is in reference to the child, al pi hadrash, so too, Abuchar Asher Teleh is a reference to the brother. So when it says Yakum Hashem Achiv Amet, it doesn't mean call the child the name of the deceased. It means the guy who acted as the Bechor beginning to take responsibility. In the Bayit, he's the one that actually is Omed, filling the shoes of the deceased. And therefore, Amar Achman, that's what the Torah tells us. Vahare Kam. At that point, he was standing in the shoes of his brother, and therefore we can't call him different for Shebach. Rava Amar, Rava disagrees. He says, Abai is claiming that once he actually acts upon the Yibum, there's no separation between the Chelek that he has as a brother and the Chelek that he has as the one who is the deceased brother. Rava says, not true. Afilu ben Yibum lechaluka nami lo shakil. My time, I disagree. I hold that the Shevach is Bechlal, not his. Mikzerata katuv, my time. The fact is, the Torah called him a Bechor. You can't make a distinction and say, well, it only means the Bechor that will be. It's the Bechor who is. If it's a Bechor who is not Nechel B'Sheva. That means that his din in the actual Neches is like any other Bechor. And therefore, just like a Bechor, Ma Bechor, Ein Lo Kodem Chaluka, the Bechor does not get Schus between that, between the death and the Chaluka. Af Yavam Nami, Ein Lo Kodem Chaluka, he does not get any rights at all, unless it was already post-Chaluka, and whatever deal they're making is as partners, but not as brothers. Okay, so according to Abaye, the Yavam apparently is Yoresh, the father, the brother, to be the brother. And therefore, once he becomes the brother, he can't make this distinction. According to Rava, the Yavam is Emed to be Yoresh, the father, the way the brother is. So all that it's doing is it gives him a double chelek, but it doesn't make him the brother. It doesn't give him the chelek of the brother as a poshet. It creates a bechor, and that's why it's calling it bechor. It's a brilliant insight into why in the world the Torah would call him a bechor. It's not a different bechor at all. There's not, no remiss to bechor, even if it would be godol shubabayat, that we wouldn't be masbech on bechor. Why the heck would we call him a bechor? Only possibility is, says Rava, that he's called a bechor because he's being daito pishnayim. So it indicates to us he's being daito pishnayim because he happens to be the brother. That's not really a bechor. But he's taking two brothers chalukah because he's taking the brothers chalukah. But if the Torah is calling him a bechor, it means no, he's not getting the part of the brother. He's getting a dual chalukah from the father. Mamela, it subsumes the part of the brother. But in the same way that any other bechor wouldn't be daito b'roik of a mulzah or b'shevach, neither does he. And that's what measures it. So it's a completely different way of looking at it, which is nogeya, the issue that we had before. Also, how exactly to understand the Mishnah of Rosh Hashanah by Bechor. Okay, continues the Mishnah, v'kulan ein notlin b'shevach. That is completely redundant. What is that supposed to mean? That is coming to add a point. And that is latuya shevacha de memela. Remember, now we've been talking about shevach in terms of investment, right? Which means that the estate invested, and now it's worth more. They put in a sprinkler system. So now the sada is worth much more. But what about if it just is improved without investment? Let's say they were yoresh chafura. They were yoresh things that had not yet grown properly. That's how Rashi understands it. There are other approaches. The chafura is very fresh grain. Same lotion as Carmel. So let's say we're yoresh chafura. And then it grows before the chaluk, and it becomes shubli, which is fully grown. Or let's say that they inherited shalpufe. Shalpufe are immature figs, and they became full dates, and they become full tamari, and now they're worth a heck of a lot more. So that is not so. That's something that was omed to be there. So I would say, well, okay, that's just part of the natural maturation of the field, and why should I not have in that? Kamash balan, that they're not neitel. Shevach, any type of shevach at all, even shevach that comes without any further investment on the part of the yorshim, there's no din of bechorah. It says it's like a gzirata katuv. You, as a bechor, take what the value was at the moment of death. So that obviously has to be estimated based on our best understanding of what field was at that time. Why repeat that? That is latuye nichse da aviaba. Let's say the father here died and then his father died. So over there, he was vadai going to be yorish those nechosim. It's not like money that's coming in on a deal that was owed him and so on. This is a yerusha. Now, one way or another, the guy's not going to live forever. These were days before the tikkun. So the guy's not going to live forever. So he's going to therefore be vadai neitel this, that maybe the Torah doesn't call that rot wikibimuchzik, I would have thought. Kamash malan, that It means only what is actually Motzei to the father in his hands during the course of his life at the moment of death. Otherwise, I would have said that the only din is where it's something that is not predestined. Now, being as we've been discussing the issues of Nachala, we need to distinguish the very specific dinim of Nachala from just other transactions, and the best place to do that is to see the difference between a transaction and Nachala in terms of the most important issue of Nachala, which is, of course, Yovel, where there's a whole din of Achuza, in which people own, in a deeper way, the land, in a much deeper way than the land that they simply buy. That's the concept of your Nachala. So, Elu She'en Chozrim B'Yovel. But there are things that are not part of purchasing. They're not buying and selling. They're Nachala issues. So, one of them is Bechora. Somebody who takes twice his chelek. That's not called a purchase, which they made an agreement. It's called that. It's not that they could say, okay, look, that's how we split it, but let's redo it now. No, we want to redo it. It's 50 years or whatever it was, 10 years of the Yovel. That is never Chozer, and has a din of an actual Yerusha. Now, obviously, this has to do with the question that we raised earlier as to how do we look at the chaluka of brothers. Are they considered to be Yerusha? Are they considered to be Lekuchos? If they're considered to be Lekuchos, then of course, it's like any other Lekuch. Okay, but so when it says over here Bechorah, it doesn't mean the chaluk of the Bechorah is opposed to the chaluk of the Pashut. It means even the chaluk of the Bechorah. So this is not called a perch. Hayoreshet ishto? Over there the din is that someone who was neitel nichse hames as a brother who did the Yerusha, who did the Yibum, gets his Yerusha and he's not chuzer biyovel either. The hamatana, a matana, is not called mecher, according to Rabbi Meir. And it's not chuzer biyovel the Rabbi Meir. The chachamim omrim, not true. Matana is no different than mecher. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Kulam. All of the above, Chelek Bechera, Yerushat Abal, the Chelek Ach that was Neutel as a Yovam, a Matana, every last one of them is Chozron B'Yovel. It's regular Likuchim. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broch Omer, Hayoresh et Ishto, Yachzir Livnei Mishpacha, to her Mishpacha, the Karka that he was Yoresh, V'Yenake Mehem et Adamim, but not the commercial value, just the actual property, which we'll see, the Gemara is going to ask what exactly this means and the point of it. This is a new din that seems to have to do with emotional attachment as opposed to financial. Because over here, Baal is taking his wife's chelek in her family's neches. So we'll see what this is a reference. Is a reference to all neches, and is a reference to a grave that Gemara is going to discuss. Okay, so we learned in the Mishnah, the Bechora, Yoresh et Ishto, Mi'abe, Meshet Achiv, and Matana, according to Rabbi Meir, is not chezer. Why? My time to Rabbi Meir, that these things are all not chezer, because the Torah said mecher. Rak mecher with Yom HaRachman Elad Rabbi Yovel. But Matana v'Yerushalo? And these, all of these things, are not included in that word. Vahane, the things that were listed, either are the ones that are Yerusha, the ones that are Matana, in other words, either of those two reasons apply to any one of those cases, so the four cases. Either it's a Matana or it's a Yerusha, but it's not a Mecha. So according to this, when it says Bechor, so I'm viewing the Bechor, the Chelek of the Bechor, not as a Yerusha. I'm viewing it not as a Chaluka. I'm viewing it as a gift. Why? Because the Torah says, Latet lo pishnayim, which means the Torah called the Chelek of Bechor a gift. And that is Matana Karya Rachmana. When it says, Ayoresh et Ishto, but that's not Chazer. He holds that Yerushat HaBa'al is actually a Dioraita. It's not a Takona that we made Min Rabbanan in order for there to be peace in marriage. And HaMiyabem et Eshet Achiv, that's because he's called Bechor. And we already said that Bechor is not considered to be a Chaluka that would have a din of Mecher. V'chachamim omrim matana kemecher, why? Maita mayu derabanan. Where do they learn that one? The Torah says, v'shaftem ish el achuzato v'ish el mishpachto tashuvu. Can you explain what that extra tashuvu is? Just say one word, v'shaftem ish el achuzato v'ish el mishpachto. Must be that the tashuvu is to tell me that even a matana should be shaf, biyova. V'hani kulo. The other things that we mentioned, including the Bechor, are called Yerusha. But not because of Matana. The Bechor is not Chozer, it's because Omar Kro, Latet Lo Pishnai, and since the Torah put together both of the chalakim. Pishnayim means you don't treat one different than the other. So therefore, in the same way that we wouldn't have thought to give back the chelak ha-pashut, which we'll discuss, so to the chelak ha-bechor, without coming on to the word latet, because that's irrelevant to us. Latet is no difference. Makish chelak bechora lechelak pashut. Just like the chelak ha-pashut is called a yerusha, and it's not chesu b'yevel, av chelak bechora is yerusha, and it isn't chesu b'yevel. Rabbi Elazar says, all of the above are chesu b'yevel. So obviously, Savlak Rabbanan, that he holds Teshuvu, is marbe, even Matana. But he also holds that all of the above, the Bechorah, the Yerusha Sabal, and the fact that a mate, the Ach Amate, is now the Ach Achai that was Miyabein, are all called Matana. Because the Bechor is called a Teto Pishnayim, so clearly it's called a Matana, Kari Rachmana. And Hayoresh Etishto is called a Matana because he holds that Yerushat HaBaal is not the Uraita, so it's one of the clauses of the Ketuvah, basically. So it's like a purchase, so that's only Drabbana. And therefore, it's as if the B'nai Mishpacha gave it to him in order for there to be married. The family has agreed, okay, you're going to take her, we'll give it to you. And HaMiyabim Eteshet Achiv is because he's called a Bechor. Omer Abasi, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Here, of course, we get into what we've been waiting for. And that is that, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Achim Shechalku, when brothers split an estate, they are called Lekuchot. And this is based on the question of whether Yesh Breira or Ein Breira. So if you hold Yesh Breira, that means that we view life as having a predestined element to it. So this idea of bashert. So it means if somebody ends up with something, it was destined that it should be that way. And the truth is it doesn't have to be any type of miraculous destiny. It's just that Rashi explains elsewhere that if you hold Yesh Brira, then it's a function of a Newtonian universe. Things are the way they are because of the way things are now. So given all of the data, this is the way it's going to work out in the end. If you hold Ein Brira, it means, says Rashi, what happens is not really connected mechanically to what is currently the situation. So it's literally the question of whether it doesn't mean it's a question of whether the world is that way, obviously. They're not arguing on the Mitzvot, but it's a question of how do we relate to the world? So do we relate to it on a macrocosmic level in which things seem to be very simple and mechanical? And if I would be aware of all of the issues that I assume that I would know everything that would happen. Or do I relate to it as essentially being random? It's mamish is losh, it's astonishing. Is it ain't no omeid liyot at all? Nothing is omeid to thee. It works out however it works out randomly. So because of that, it makes a tremendous difference. In order to be a yoresh, there can't be a transaction in between. Yoresh is the child stands, bra kara de avu, he stands in the place of his father. The problem is if there's more than one brother, so the only way that we can determine who has what is by doing a chalukah. Otherwise, the estate remains an estate. It's a single rishos. Now, the question is, once that chalukah is done, do we say that, well, since it ended up this way, it's as if this is what this child owned the whole time, so he got it directly from his father. This was just a way that we determined what was predetermined. But if it's a random thing, and there is no such thing as predetermined, so basically every child has this potential zechut to every molecule. So what happens is, child A says to child B, look, how about if I buy all of the zechuyot that you had in the molecules that are going to be now mine, and we buy it with the mutual agreement that each one hands over his right to the other one. And that's a sale. So it's a typical lekuchot. So when Rabbi Yochanan says it's lekuchot, obviously he holds Ein Breira. So it could be that really this could have fallen to me, just as likely as that. Now that it's switched, let's pretend every last part that ended up being mine really was going to be yours, possibly. Okay, so now we switched. So then we sold it to each other. All right, so that's a regular lekuchot. According to that, they would have to be machzirin zele zebi yovel. They'd have to give it back to each other. In which case, like any other mecher, it happens to be an accident that the way that this mecher was made was through a Yerusha. So what? That doesn't change it. Motiv Rabbi Hoshaya, our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says the following are not chosen b'yovel, habichora. What do you mean? According to Rabbi Yochanan, why in the world would it not be chozer? It was chosen as his chelek, and that's lekuches. Somebody had to make a determination. Amar le Rabbi Elazar. So Rabbi Elazar told him the Mishnah says ein chozrin. Ein chozrin means ein chozrin levatala. Doesn't mean that they don't have to re-choose. It just means we don't cancel the chelek habechora. In other words, all the Yerusha goes back. Plushit also. It's all Achim Shechoku or Lekuches. The Bechor is like two such brothers, but he's still going to come back and take Bishnayim. That's all that it means. So it just means, and that's exactly why it focuses on the Bechor. There's nothing to do with this whole business here. It's a matana. It's exactly the same. Except that I would have thought, okay, so the Torah gave you rights, but it only gave you rights at Bishnayim until the Yovel. Gamash, well, the din of Bechor is not mitpatel. In Yovel, they're going to have to do, let's say, if there were three brothers, they're going to have to split it once again, four ways. And they're going to have to deal with four-way splitting anew and come to an agreement anew, just like they did the first time 50 years earlier. In which case, Rabbi Chachom and Rabbi Meir are arguing on Rabbi Elazar, who holds Chozrin, I mean, he would have to understand that Chozrin means that there really is a bittul of the din of Bechorah, because that's what we're talking about. So Chozrin, according to him, would mean the Bechorah is Chozrin. And that means that a Bechor only gets a typical share once they go and do the next Chalukah. So Bechor is only a one-time deal, basically. What it is, according to Rabbi Elazar, the things that the brothers give to the Bechor is essentially a gift. The Torah said, this is what you need to do. Okay, so we did it. Fine. But like any other gift, that's why we made it part of the Matana. It's like any other gift, it comes back over. So the understanding, it's an amazing understanding, word latet lo pishnayim. We thought it was just like a way of referring to it, to give it the din of a Matana versus a Mecha. But now that we're saying the Machlokas with Rabbi Hoshaya is mamish, whether there is a din of Bechorah after Yovel, it means that he literally reads the words latet lo pishnayim. We're giving you a mitzvah ben hatera to give a gift to a Bechor that he should have too. So I did. What's the din of every other gift? It's Chazer B'Yovel. So there's also Chazer B'Yovel. Amazing. Completely new way of looking at the din of Pishnai. And this is exactly what Rav Sheshes finds it impossible to believe. Matkito Rav Sheshes, what? Nichlav demand yomer chozrim chozrim levatalakamer? Surely you can't be saying, he's shocked as we are, that when it says chozrim, means that we cancel the chelik of the Bechora? Rav Chama said about Rav Sheshes, you know, he knows a lot. But you got to be able to also know the discussions and the newest cutting-edge insight into what you know. Tova chokhma im nachala. It's all very nice to have a nachala. This, of course, is a play on our sugya. You have a nachala, but there's a chelek, there's pishnayim. You need the chokhma as well. So you have the nachala, which you're so used to the idea that the bechira is, of course, a chelek of the Yerusha, but the truth is, you're wondering how Rabbi Elazar could say this. But the fact is that he never heard Rabbi Sheshes. Lo shmiya hadach yata rav in Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Vamer Rabbi Elazar, who quotes Rabbi Elazar ben Shammua, that Chozrim indeed means Chozrim levatala, literally, and that there is no chelek bechora. Why? Because the Torah says latetlo, and you did give a gift to the oldest brother of double. We gave a gift to the older brother, but just like any other gift, if it's Yovel, the gift is batal. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka Omer. Then we have this strange halacha at the end of the Mishnah that according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Hayoresh et ishto yachzir to the bnei mishpacha. So what we think it means now is that you have to give back to the mishpachat of the wife, the Yovel, everything that you had, you took from her. So Mikasover, what does Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka hold? I mean, if he holds Yerushat HaBaal is the Oraita, so why in the world should he give it back to the bnei mishpacha? If he holds Yerushat HaBaal is the Rabbanan, and it's been given back because it's a matona, I understand. So then what does it have to do with Domi? You're saying that he should take off the value. You should give them back the land, but take off the value. If it's a matana, you give it back, period. All of its value, give it back. So some new element is involved here. What is that? Is Dioraita like any other Yerusha that is not Chizbet Yovel at all, which is why you certainly don't lose any money with this deal. All that he's saying is, problem is that there was a family plot that the woman had Shaychis to, in which all of the family is buried there. And now his wife dies, and if he is going to keep it, so now it becomes a problem of pagam mishpacha. That's the issue. Somebody who is not able to be buried in their own family plot, that's pagan the whole family. And therefore, the Rabbona made a takana, that this family has to be able to maintain their eternal rights, so to speak, to their family plot. Not that someone, a new guy, the Baal, should say, sorry, nobody else in the family is allowed. And because of that, the Rabbanit said, okay, you're going to have to give it back. But of course, they'll pay you for it. But give it back, you'll have to. Lishkal Dami, take its value. And Lihader says they can force a decision in court to allow them to buy back the Beit HaKvarot because of Pagam Mishpacha. And there's a riot that is from the Braita, Kitatanya. Hamocher kivro, somebody who sells his rights to a family plot. And it doesn't mean his kever, stam. It means his kever, which is in a kura mishpachtit. And, or, he sells derech kivro, which is, again, the road into the family plot. And, or, mekom ma'amado. So there used to be a place where they would set down the orin for hesedim and so on, near the actual place of the burial. U beit hespado, where it wasn't on the way to the levaya, but before they began, where everybody, you know what they call today the chapel. Ba'im b'nei mishpacha, after the death of the mocher, and they simply force it. They go right back there and just go and bury him, even though he had sold his plot. They make the hesped and so on and so forth. Kovrimoto bal korchov de konet. And this is mishum pagam mishpacha. Obviously, they have to pay. But if they're willing to pay, then that's what they should do in order not to avoid the pagam mishpacha for the niftar. So according to what we said now, that Rabbi Yochanan Baruch is talking about dafka beit hakvarot. So then when it says yinakelehem me'adamim, doesn't really mean yinakelehem. It means they have fame every last dime. So I see yinakeh. Yinakeh is normally the language that we use where something's prorated. You know, it sounds more like if there was an investment. And what, so, but what is yinakeh? Why not just give it back? What does that mean? No, that means yinakeh, the mei kever ishto. When he's marzer, the beit hakvarot, they pay him for everything, but not for the area that his wife is buried in, because that was his chiyuv anyway. That's part of the Tanaya Ketuvah, is that a husband buries his wife. So if she wouldn't have had that plot herself, he would have had to buy a plot for her. So there's no reason why the family should pay that part. That's a trait yinakeh. There is an adjustment that's necessary. That's the adjustment. Hadron alach yesh bechor, lead letter. הבחור נוטו פי שניים מנכסי אב, אינו נוטו פי שניים מנכסי האם, ואינו נוטו בשבח, ולא ברואי כבמוחזק, ולא האישה בכתובתה, ולא הבנות במזונותיהם, ולא היבם. וכולם אינו נוטו בשבח, ולא ברואי כבמוחזק, which is simply repetitious, it would appear. My time, אמר קרא, לא משפט הבחורה. That means לא. And this is a continuation from כיור ראשית עונו. So that means mishpat ha-bechorah le'ish in mishpat ha-bechorah le'isha, to him and only to him. We don't learn out one from the other, even though before we said that there's a basis for learning out one from the other, peterechem b'Yisrael, to meaning reshit ono b'Yisrael. But here it makes it clear that we don't. Furthermore, le'ish ve'im mishpat ha-bechorah le'isha ve'inu lot b'shevach b'chol ha-she yimatzei lo ve'lo b'ra'uy k'b'muchzak k'tiv b'chol ha-she yimatzei lo. ולא הישר בכתובתה, is that true? אמר שמו ברחוב גובה את השבח. אמר רבבה, this is particularly מכולי כתובה שאנו כאן, because we don't have to remember, I mean, as the Gemara says, תב למיטב תנדום ולמיטב עמלותה, that a woman יותר ממה שהאיש רוצה לישא, האישה רוצה להינשא. ולא הבנות במזונותיהם, מיתיים התנאי כתובה ככתוב אדמי. ולא היוון, מיתיים הבחור כהירחמונה. אמר אביי לא שנו אלא בשבח ששיפחו נכסים בין מיטה ליבום. אבל בין ייבום לחלוקה, שוקל. מיתי מיוקום על שם אחיו המת, אמר רחמנא ואריקא. רוב אמר לא, אפילו בין ייבום לחלוקה, נמי לא שוקל, מיתי מכבכור. ובכור אין לו קודם חלוקה, אף יובם נמי, אין לו קודם חלוקה, at all. וכולם אינו תלויים בשבח. What's the point of the repetition? לטויה, שבחה דמנילה לצי חפורה ואבי שובלי שלפופי ואבי תמרי ולא ברואי כבמוחזק. What's that coming? לטויה נכסי דאבי אבא, which definitely is meant to be נפל. It's still considered to be not מוחזק, but ראוי. ואלו שאין חוזרים ביובל. So ביובל, anything that was purchased is חזר. And anything that is actually a nachal is not chosen. So the following things are not chosen biyovel. Habechora, which includes the pashtus, even the chelik of the pashut, of course. We'll see there's a chance otherwise. Vayereshet ishto. Vami abeim et eshet achi, vahamatana. Divrei Rabbi Meir. V'chach omnim omnim amatana kemecher. Rabbi Elazar omer, kulam chozrim biyovel. Rabbi Yochanan Baruch omer, hayoreshet ishto yachzir lebnei mishpacht mecha. But you're not coming in at Adami. My time is Rabbi Meir. Well, the Torah says Mecher. Mecher, the Amarach, when Allah had Rabbi Yovel, But matana is not a mecher, and Yerusha is not a mecher. Lo, vahane, those things that are Yerusha are Yerusha, those things are matana, matana. Bechor is matana, sarakoza latet lo pishnaim. Matana kari rachmana. Ayereshet ishto, Yerusha tabal, is the oraita, so it's like an ed Yerusha. Miyad be meteshet achim, because the Torah compared him to a bechor. Vechachomim omrim, matana ke mecher maitahamayu, dirabonan, because since it says Isha Mishpachot Tashuvu, again, that's the Rabot et HaMatana. V'hane kulu Yerushaninu, b'chor ha-makro latet lo pishnayim, which is makish chelek b'chora, l'chelek pashut pishnayim. Ma chelek pashut Yerusha, av chelek b'chora Yerusha. Rabbi Elazar omer kulam, chuzrim b'yavetzor lak Rabot et HaTashuvu, is the Rabot et HaMatana. V'hane kulu matana ninu, b'chor, is called matana latet lo pishnayim. Matana karachmana. Hayoreshet ishto is because Yerusha tabal is the rabbanon. Hamiyabei meteshet achiv, that's because again, b'chor karachmana. Omer Abasi, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, achin shechoku lekuchotein, umachzirin zel ze biyovel. Motiv Rav Hoshaya, ve'ilu she'in chuzrin biyovel ha-b'chora. Omer Rav Elazi, well, in chuzrin. In chuzrin means in chuzrin levatala. Ma'at keflor Rav Sheshet, you're telling me the man, the Omer chuzrin, means that it's chuzrin, mamash to be mevatel. The entire Bechorah. Kori Reb Chama Leder Reb Sheshet, Tova Chuchma Im Nachala. Lo Shemiya Lehu. Hoda Chiyata Rovin, Om Reb Yochar, Amr Lo Reb Elazar, Amr Mishum Rabbi Elazar Ben Shamoa, Mai Chozrim, Chozrim Levatala. Reb Yochar Ben Broka Omer, Hayoreshet Ishto Yachzir Livnei Mishpacha. My kasova, he kasova Yerushat Abal Diorayta, my yachzir livnei mishpacha. Vi kasova Yerushat Abal Dorabonan, damim, I have it to you. Liolam kasova Yerushat Abal Diorayta, hachum ha'eskin in gonshu rishato, ishto bet ha'kvarot. The reason they have to give it back is mishum pagam mishpacha. Omer Rabbanan lishkol dami v'lahadir. And it's the same thing kiritanya. Ha'mocher kivro, derech kivro, makom ha'mador, beit espedo, ba'im b'nei mishpacha, v'kovrin oto ba'al korcho. That's Mishum Pgam Mishpach, and they pay for it. But then why does he have Minakeh? There's a Minakeh. They should pay for the whole thing. So Ma Yinakeh Limin Adamim, that's a reference to the Mei Kever Ishto, which he would have been Mechuyev as the Baal anyway.